Hello, my name is Greg Laws, founder of Open Mind Training and a master practitioner and internationally accredited trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. NLP is a framework of insights and skills which tap into your unconscious mind and help you run your life more successfully. Travelodge research shows that worrying about lacking drive and enthusiasm causes people to lose sleep. I've recorded this motivational nodcast on behalf of Travelodge to enhance your life and work skills while you sleep. To listen to this nodcast, you should be in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and notice how you are starting to relax. Starting with your feet and moving up to your legs. Your legs are feeling relaxed. Now your body feels relaxed, and your arms are relaxed. Your neck starts to feel relaxed, and even your face is relaxed. You feel wonderfully relaxed. Now imagine yourself somewhere in nature, standing on top of a hill. Look around you. What can you see? Look all around you. Now listen carefully. What do you hear? Where is the sound coming from? What do you feel? And where do you feel this? Can you smell or taste anything? Now I want you to start walking down the hill. And as you walk down the hill, look around you and listen. You're winding your way down the hill. What do you notice? What is in the distance? Keep going down to the bottom. What is here, down at the bottom of the hill? Look left and right and listen carefully. How does that feel? Allow your mind to wander and think of something that you really wanted in your life. Perhaps it was a house, a car, or a holiday. Perhaps a relationship. How does that make you feel? Access that feeling for a moment. Now think of something you really didn't want in your life. Something you had to give up, like drinking or smoking, or perhaps ending an unpleasant relationship. How does that feel? How do the two compare? Research shows that being motivated towards something is far more powerful than being motivated away from something. We generally want one or all of power, relationships, and success, and we would much rather get these things than avoid losing them. This is an outcome focus, and it is a very powerful tool. Think of what you want, not what you don't want. Think of becoming a non-smoker, not of giving up smoking. Let us try an exercise. Think of something you really want, something realistic but really appealing. Now think of it in a positive sense, like I want to become a non-smoker. I want to live in my dream home. Now allow the awesome power of your imagination to take you there. Step into the future. Imagine you have achieved your dream. You really are there. Look around you. What do you see? Look all around. Listen carefully. What can you hear? Where is the sound coming from? Can you smell or taste anything? How does it feel to have achieved this? How does it really feel? Enjoy every moment of that feeling. Who is there with you? Where is this place? When have you achieved it? Now come back to the present. See yourself as you are now on your left, and off to the right in the future is your dream. Now let your creative mind run wild. What are you going to need to get there? Do you need money? Do you need help from others? Do you have the time? How can you make the time? Is there someone else who has done it before you that you can role model? Can you start the process to achieve this goal all by yourself? And can you finish it all by yourself? If not, what can you do to make it happen? Now go forward to the future again. Can you think of any problems that have occurred since you achieved this goal? Is anyone else affected? How are they affected? What can you do about it? What sort of impact will this have on your life? Are there any aspects of your old life that you want to take along with you? Above all, is this you? Do you believe in this? Is this something you truly value? Now that you have done all this, how excited are you about going out there and achieving the goal? If you have any doubt, where did it materialize in the process? If necessary, start the process again for each doubt. If you are totally committed and can't wait to start, then think of the very first thing you can do towards achieving this outcome. When are you going to do it? Commit yourself, now. You now know how to set a well-formed outcome, the most powerful motivator you can get. I now want you to return to your room. Remember, you were at the bottom of the hill. Take a deep breath, and on the count of five, you will open your eyes. One, you're climbing the hill again. Two, you're nearly halfway. Three, you can hear the sounds in your room again. Four, you're almost at the top of the hill. Five, open your eyes now and look around you. That's good. How do you feel? When you sleep tonight, remember your outcome and remind yourself of the very first step. Take one small step at a time and have a wonderful sleep.